From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama and the bipartisan leadership of Congress have yet to resolve the gridlock over the expiring Bush-era tax cuts, apparent in their first post-election meeting today. But NPR's Mara Liasson says all parties did agree on a process to keep talking.
It's not clear yet whether the meeting will turn out to be a first step towards establishing an atmosphere of trust between the president and the new Republican leaders. After the meeting, the Republicans emerged saying it was clear voters wanted the two sides to work together to create jobs and cut spending. President Obama had a slightly different take.
The American people did not vote for gridlock. They didn't vote for unyielding partisanship. They're demanding cooperation and they're demanding progress. And they'll hold all of us, and I mean all of us, accountable for it.
As for the Bush tax cuts, the two sides did agree to appoint a small negotiating team to seek a compromise before the cuts expire at the end of the year. The president wants to maintain the cuts for all income under $250,000. The Republicans want the cuts to apply to higher income as well. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
A Pentagon study finds a majority of those polled believe that overturning Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bans gays from serving openly in the military, would have little disruption. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says a repeal would require time for the military to make changes.
I am determined to see that if the law is repealed, the changes are implemented in such a way as to minimize any negative impact on the morale, cohesion, and effectiveness of combat units that are deployed, about to deploy, to the front lines.
But the Obama administration maintains it believes a repeal should take place through a legislative process. In another revelation from the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks, American diplomats were apparently shocked that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now known as Pope Benedict XVI, was elected to head up the Roman Catholic Church in 2005. More from NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
According to a cable dated April 19, 2005, Brent Hart was, quote, speechless when Cardinal Ratzinger was elected pope. Hart was, at the time, the ranking U.S. diplomat to the Vatican in Rome. According to documents obtained by the Italian newspaper La Stampa, American diplomats put several other candidates above Ratzinger. They believed the next pope would not be too old or too young, that he would be adept at communicating with new technology, and would be a compromise candidate, neither liberal nor conservative. Diplomats believed that Benedict would remain a powerful cardinal, but his military service in the Hitler Youth would hurt his chances. But the cardinals elected 79-year-old Benedict, who is not particularly attuned to the media and is theologically very orthodox. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Dow's down 46 points. This is NPR. More drivers killed in car crashes tested positive for drug use last year than in previous years. But as NPR's Pam Fessler tells us, government officials say it's not clear how the drug use contributed to the accidents.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says almost 18% of the nearly 22,000 drivers killed in car crashes last year tested positive for legal or illegal drugs. That compares with about 13% in 2005. Researchers say more work needs to be done to determine what impact drug use has on fatal accidents, but NHTSA Administrator David Strickland said the apparent increase in what he called drug driving is a disturbing trend.
Bottom line is this, is that drug driving is as inexcusable as drunk driving or driving irresponsibly. You are taking your life in your own hands. You are making people, in general, at higher levels of risk.
He said the Obama administration is taking steps to train more law enforcement officers to detect drivers under the influence of drugs. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
An investigation is underway into a gang-related shooting outside a funeral home in St. Louis, Missouri today. Two people were killed. Two others were injured. A monthly survey shows Americans' confidence in the economy rose in November to the highest level in 5 months. The reading is an encouraging sign for investors at the start of the holiday shopping season. However, confidence overall remains weak as residents, Americans, grapple with high unemployment. At last check from Wall Street, the Dow is down 46 at 11,006, with NASDAQ down 27 at 2,498. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.